Get out and enjoy your yard. Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together. Then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome into Experience Wisconsin. I'm so glad that spring is here. My daffodils are looking good. The tulips are out. My front yard looks like a jungle. Dogs go out there and go to the bathroom 3 days after I've mowed it, and it's like my little corgis and their little legs get lost out there. It's okay, though. It's part of spring. I love spring. I love the renewal. I also love the planning. I'm a big traveler in Wisconsin and around the world, and the traveling part is such a cool part of it, but can also be a lot of work. We're going to help you with that. We've got it all figured out with some great guests we're going to introduce you to over the course of the next half hour. A little bit later on, the Northwoods, Rhinelander, Lauren Sackett, also in the second half hour, Ann Sayers talking spa getaways, and up next, Old World Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Historical Society. Experience Wisconsin rolls on up next.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great weekend. Part of my weekend involves I'm going to move some of that patio furniture out onto the deck, onto the patio. I'm really looking forward to that. Part of your weekend planning could be checking out Old World Wisconsin. Doug Rainey is the attractions director at Old World Wisconsin, and he is with us. Thank you so much for being here, Doug.
Thank you, John.
I love this place. It's special, and we're heading into the really best time of year out there. Let's start with a broad question. Tell me about Old World Wisconsin and what makes it special.
Well, I think Old World Wisconsin is just a one-of-a-kind living history experience. And, of course, everybody knows we're located in Eagle, Wisconsin, which is about 45 minutes southwest from Milwaukee. And, of course, we're part of the Wisconsin Historical Society and one of the 12 historic sites and museums that are located across the state. I think what makes Old World Wisconsin so special is its size and scope. We sit on 600 acres, and we're located in the beautiful Kettle Moraine State Forest. Visitors that come there can literally walk through history as they explore what it was like for early immigrants who settled here more than 100 years ago. I think this year, what really is exciting to me is our 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And in that particular case, of course, we were a state bicentennial project. We opened on June 30th of 1976. And so we'll be celebrating our anniversary this year all season long with all kinds of great events and programs.
So the season kicks off on May 2nd. Then in the summer, it goes even bigger. What's new in 2026 during your anniversary year?
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting things for me is the opening of our new Welcome Center. We're opening a brand new Welcome Center. It's a new 10,000 square foot, $6 million facility. And it's just going to be wonderful. It's going to provide more services and updated facilities, a brand new guest service area, box office, a large gift store, and of course the expanded restroom facilities, which everybody likes. We also have the opportunity to provide more food and beverage this year. Clausing Cafe is reopened and after a complete renovation, and we're offering all kinds of Wisconsin goodies like cheese curds and mac and cheese and all that other kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whitnables Tavern also opened last year in May. It continues to remain open, and we serve our signature brews and specialty cocktails and, you know, just enjoy, you know, the tavern and the beer garden, especially at night.
Exactly. And you do fish fries, too.
We do. You know, last year we kind of tested a model for a new fish fry. And in this particular case, we're going to bring back Friday night fish fries on Fridays in May and September. The best thing is though when we're open during the season, every Friday during regular hours is Friday fish fry.
The events are really what makes this so special. Let's run through some of them. I mentioned the date. Tell us about the spring opening.
You bet. That's May 2nd. It's going to be packed with special activities. We've got sheep shearing that weekend. The sheep get their first haircut. You get a chance to explore our wonderful trails and take a tram ride if you'd like. And you can also help us with some spring planning.
Mother's Day you guys celebrate as well.
Absolutely. On May 10th, we offer free admission to moms.
Hey, Decoration Day is kind of a cool throwback. It fits perfect with Old World Wisconsin. Tell us about Decoration Day.
You bet. So Decoration Day on May 30th and 31st is really a precursor to Memorial Day. and we have special morning and afternoon ceremonies, and the weekend will also feature a concert in the Pausing Barn.
That's fun, and you celebrate dads, too.
You bet. Not to be outdone, dads get in free on Father's Day on June 21st.
I love how you innovate there, and one of the new things this year is the Thirsty Beer Tour. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to really like this. This is Old World Wisconsin's version of a brewery tour, where guests get a private tram tour with our brewmaster, and we stop at several beer and beer history-related stops across the site. And then, of course, they get to go and enjoy a crafted beer brew in our brew house. Of course, this is a 21-plus event.
You know, I love your approach to history there. Do you guys have workshops?
We sure do. We have a number of day-long workshops that are held on select dates and that really allow guests to step back into history and learn, you know, back-in-the-day skills. And classes this year are going to include spinning wool, brewing ale and lagers, blacksmithing, baking, and cooking.
You have a midsummer celebration when summer begins. And then tell me about the Independence Day weekend. This is cool.
You bet. This is probably the biggest weekend of the year for us. It's the July 3rd, 4th, and 5th weekend. And we're pulling out all the stops for one grand event to celebrate our 50th and America's 250th birthdays. We got special events and activities, performances by the Madison Brass Band, reading of the Declaration of Independence, a parade for guests, pie-eating contest, historic baseball, spelling bee, ice cream making, and, of course, the Old World Wisconsin 50th anniversary exhibit.
It's going to be a really special weekend. Going to be a great summer. For more information, go to oldworldwisconsin.org. Doug Rainey is the attractions director at Old World Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
Yeah, you have a great day, too. Up next, we head north. The North Woods, Rhinelander. When Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. I love the northern part of our state, the North Woods. And Rhinelander's really where you get into the North Woods up there. It's beautiful. It's special. It really is summer in Wisconsin. Lauren Sackett is the Chief Executive Officer of the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Thank you so much for being with us, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's spring, it's summer coming up. Let's talk about Rhinelander and some of the cool events. This one is right in the middle of May, the Hodag Heritage Festival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Hodag Heritage Festival. I mean, Rhinelander and the Hodag, we go hand in hand. And so we have a festival, it's in its sixth year, kind of celebrating the Hodag and the history of our community. We're a rich logging community. So we have a lot of Hodag-centric activities, live music. We will have a couple of ticketed lumberjack shows.
Fun.
That you can come and check out, along with food, art contests. One of our favorites is the Hodag Calling Contest. So a lot of different opportunities to, you know, see Rhinelander and learn more about the Hodag.
Is it family friendly? I bet kids love the Hodag thing.
Oh, definitely. 100% family friendly. The Lumberjack Show is going to be a great family friendly event. Two different showings will take place during the festival that Saturday. We have a historical bus tour, and it takes place right in Pioneer Park, which has a really great museum as well as playground and everything for the kids.
Very cool. And then in the middle of June, a month later, the art fair and the car show. Give us the detail on that.
Yes, the second Saturday in June is always huge for Rhinelander. We have the art fair on the courthouse lawn, so we have over 100 different art and craft vendors that'll be in our downtown. And then just a couple of blocks away, we have the Rhinelander Car Show, which features up to 200 different cars, classic,
wow,
you know, newer cars. And so it's all happening right at the same time in the downtown, so there's a little bit of everything for everybody. We have food trucks, all sorts of opportunities to get out and explore our area.
All right, well, that's really cool. Lauren Sackett's with us from Rhinelander. The weekly summer music at Hodag Park. I know this is a really popular one. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're really excited. The last few years, we've had the Hodag Park concert series that has taken place every other Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we are adding a second portion. So another group is going to be providing music on the off Tuesdays. So essentially, every Tuesday this summer, there will be music at the Hodag Park Amphitheater. beautiful on the shores of Boom Lake, a very beautiful venue. And so we're really excited that that is expanding to be an every Tuesday event.
That's really cool. Is it every kind of music? What's the music variety like?
Yeah, it's all over the place. There's been country, there's been rock, there's been some newer alternative music. And then the new group does music in conjunction with our community band, so there will be some classical. It's really going to range as to what you can expect to see.
That sounds really cool. And like you said, in such a beautiful setting. Spring fishing is big in the Northwoods, isn't it?
Yep, fishing opener is upon us, so spring fishing, time to come up and catch your panfish and your bass and hit the lakes. So many different opportunities. We have 232 named lakes right in the immediate vicinity of Rhinelander, so a ton of different options for you to come and get on the water and catch those fish.
Can you rent boats in the Rhinelander area if you want to do that?
Yes, Schroeder's RV and Marine has boat rentals, pontoon and fishing boat rentals, and then Mel's Trading Post has paddleboard rentals. So if you want to fish from a kayak or a canoe, they can help you as well.
That sounds great. Lauren Sackett is with us, the CEO of the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Let's talk signature sips. Everybody likes a good cocktail as spring turns into summer. What do you guys got cooking?
Yes. So a signature sip here in Rhinelander at CT's Deli in our downtown is the Lunchbox Bloody Mary. And it is a Bloody Mary served in a pitcher with like ribs and chicken and everything you could possibly think of. It is definitely a meal as well as a drink. So that is definitely a signature sip here. And then just next door at the Rhinelander Pub, they have such a variety of cocktails, but something that's a little bit different and unique is their smoked cocktail selection.
Ooh.
So a smoked Manhattan, you know, a lot of different things that you can check out right at the Rhinelander Pub next door.
People need to make a weekend out of it or make a week out of it if you can do that. Talk about cabin rentals. This kind of captures the up north feel.
Yes, such a variety of cabin options. You know, we have some standalone vacation homes, your signature Northwoods resorts, kind of whatever you're looking for, that type of lodging we have. And so you can check out explorerhinelander.com or rhinelander-resorts.com and check out all of the different lodging options.
Lauren Sackett is the Chief Executive Officer for the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thanks. It was great to talk to you.
And always great to talk to you, too. I will be up in the Northwoods, by the way. I think our weekend picked out this year is in July. Absolutely love it. Up next, spa getaways with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
This is Experience Wisconsin. Glad that you are with us. One of the highlights of my week on the afternoon show, which is from 3 to 6 on WTMJ, is talking to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. This week, my co-host Julia Fellow and I spoke to Ann about spa getaways in Wisconsin. Yes, Ann Sayers in Travel Wisconsin is sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much for being here with us.
So excited to be here.
I know you are. I can hear your smile. This is a great topic. Spa getaways. Do we do this the right way in Wisconsin?
I mean, we're really good at this, and it's one of my favorite topics. So this will be fun.
The first one we're going to talk about is if you watch Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, every time I ask them, what do you know about Wisconsin? Because I did a little red carpet with them. They all said they pampered themselves at Kohler Water Spa, Ann.
I love to hear that, and they should, because it is serenity at Kohler Water Spa. It's a Wisconsin's only five-star spa. They're lauded as one of the best, really, in the entire country. You're going to find spa services that relax, renew, revitalize. It's in the small community of Kohler. The Kohler Water Spa embraces the plumbing products that made the company famous. You're going to find many creative hydrotherapy options incorporating water, like the fire and ice treatment. There's complimentary amenities like a steam room, whirlpool, and then the ice cave. That's an invigorating chilled room to cool the body after a sauna session. It is delightful there. And you can stay the night at the Kohler Cabin Collective. That's a collection of thoughtfully crafted cabins. It's an ideal place to unwind. And you can consider the Arsham Cabin. That's an eclectic lakefront cabin decorated by renowned contemporary artist Daniel Arsham. You got to see it. And then you must. You have to promise me if you go that you will also visit the Art Preserve while you're there. It's a unique museum. It displays artwork you're unlikely, you will not find anywhere else. It is the world's only museum dedicated to artist-built environments. So it's imaginative, transformative. I just love it there.
Oh, I want to promise you that, Anne, but I don't want to leave the water spa. But okay, we promise. We'll make that happen. What about what about in Dane County? There's a little spa getaway.
Yes. So you can focus on your whole body well-being at the Edgewater Spa in Madison. Our lakefront hotel operates one of the city's most regarded spas. They're known for signature massage services, blending Eastern and Western massage techniques. Customers just keep coming back. You can experience through a variety of massage options and add-on treatments. The Edgewater has a host of other services like facials and body treatments, including this cocoa immersion. This is for the ultimate chocolate infused skin hydrating experience. So that's on my to-do list. And then after the spa, experience a Madison dining staple at L'Etoile. So this is a French restaurant on the Capitol Square. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. L'Etoile works with local farmers for the freshest ingredients. Actually, you will often see the co-owner and executive chef, Tori Miller. He's out shopping at the Dane County Farmers Market on Saturday mornings. And you're going to treat yourself with a tasting menu for an unforgettable flavors paired beautifully with wine.
Oh, and that's nice.
Wasn't that nice? I know. I need that. I need all of this. And there's also big time pampering, Anne, in small town settings.
Yeah, I love this. We have a collection of ideas for you throughout Wisconsin. In Langlade County, you're going to find the Mosaic Massage and Flow Center. This Antigo business offers a unique float therapy for you to experience weightlessness in the perfectly warmed water. You can treat yourself in the La Crosse region at Sue Colby's Salon and Day Spa. You can go with facials, nail service, body wraps, or a combination of services with their spa package. And then tucked away in the woods of Door County is the Spa at Sacred Grounds. The spa focuses on health, well-being, and mindfulness, creates a calming setting for relaxation. They have services like massages, body treatments, and acupuncture.
The spa Sacred Grounds, I've been there many times. I'm going to tell you right now, they have the windows open, John. You can hear birds. I saw a deer walking.
Whoa.
Yes, while you're getting the massage. Like, you are so zen at the spa at Sacred Grounds.
And here's what we do for Julia. She can have the couple's massage, Jason's next to her, and then you have separate rooms. Separate rooms at night.
There you go.
I love it. Perfect.
Ann Sayers is the spa secretary. And thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
It really is amazing if you think about it. We've got the outdoor activities. We've got the museums. We've got the spas. It's all right here in Wisconsin. For more information on great things to do in our state, check out the website, travelwisconsin.com, travelwisconsin.com. More info on the show, it's WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. I appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll do it again next week on another edition of Experience Wisconsin.